嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 那今天呢，看英英语要跟你分享非常实用的英语，而且告诉你一些美国特别有趣、特别奇葩的事情。
Yes, 特别奇葩的，也是特别有趣的。 Hey guys, it's me, Spencer. And what are we talking about today?
今天我们要说说美国的一些广告、
oh,
而且我觉得算是反面教材。
反面教材，
要说你们美国奇葩的广告啊。
OK, 什么样的广告呢？ We have a lot of kind of pretty crazy ads.
对， crazy. 今天不是说美国那种做得特别好的广告。So today they're like sort of the antithesis, 反面教材是吧？那今天我们会在推送里面跟大家放很多这些美国奇葩广告的视频。然后如果你想对这个 topic, 这个主题有更多的了解呢，一定要去看看今天的推送啊。我们的微信公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。 Okay, so before we really get into these ads,、这些广告，我们还是先来说说广告这个词在英语里面有不
同。Advertisement, but we usually just say ads.
Ads.
Or commercials,
yeah, 都可以、哦。
Yeah, yeah, 都可以、啊。
TV ads or TV commercials.、
Usually, I kind of feel like a commercial is really only、on TV, whereas an ad could be on TV or like,、you know, 在杂志上
Print、
Yeah, like a print. Yeah.
好，那今天一直说美国一些奇葩的广告啊、这个奇葩在英语里可以怎么说呢、
Kind of like,、I don't know,、crazy or ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.、因为 crazy 好像这个词没有这么强有力 not as powerful.、
Yeah, because crazy is kind of general. A lot of things can be crazy depending、on how you use it. But yeah, ridiculous is like, oh, this is just so stupid. Like, what is this?
怎么可以这样、是吧？很 ridiculous. 所以也可以形容一个人他很过分、很奇葩的人你说、This guy's ridiculous.
Yeah, his behavior is just freaking ridiculous.
对，好，那今天我们要说的这些奇葩广告呢，对于我们中国人来说，我觉得就是它的性质。So the nature of these commercials, of these ads, 就在中国你很少看到。
Yeah, I don't think, well, the ads we're about to be talking about, I don't think I've ever seen on Chinese TV.
好，那这第一类的美国奇葩广告就是一些药品的广告。当然，在中国我们电视里也很多药品。的广告嘛，但是美国这个 drug commercials,
yeah, these are prescription drug commercials.
就是处方药，你说、是吧？这个 prescription drug commercials、为什么有很奇葩呢？我们先来放一段这个音频给大家听一下。
Okay, great, let's do it.
Abilify is not for everyone. Call your doctor if your depression worsens or you have unusual changes in behavior or thoughts of suicide. Antidepressants can increase these in children, teens, and young adults.Elderly dementia patients taking Abilify have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor if you have high fever, stiff muscles, and confusion to address a possible life-threatening condition. Or if you have uncontrollable muscle movements, as these could become permanent. High blood sugar has been reported with Abilify and medicines like it. In some cases, extreme high blood sugar can lead to coma or death. Other risks include decreases in white blood cells, which can be serious, dizziness upon standing, seizures, trouble swallowing, and impaired judgment or motor skills.
OK, 我们大家刚刚听到的是一个真的美国这个处方药 prescription ad,、prescription drug 的一个广告、然后它里面主要在讲一些这个药的副作用是吧
Yeah, so like the side effects.
副作用就是 side effect.
I actually hate these commercials. I think they're really ridiculous because the side effects a lot of the times, or the potential side effects.
潜在的对副作用。
对。They sound worse than the problem you might actually have.
哦、你就说看了这种广告，看了它里面告诉你吃了这个药潜在的副作用，你就觉得还是不吃比较好，太恐怖了，是吧？
就是。But why they do it though, I do have to say, is because, and this will be related to other commercials that we talk about in a second,、but they have to do it for legal purposes.
对，就是美国的相关法律规定，你药厂你在宣传自己药的时候，你要把这些 potential side effects, you need to inform the public,
yeah,
要告诉大家。
If you don't tell them, then it's going to be easier to sue them.
对啊、因为如果你不告诉大家有潜在的这个副作用，后面人家就很容易告你。我们另外一类的广告就是美国这种很奇葩的法律、这种律师事务所的广告。
Basically, this is for legal purposes.
等一下，我们再讲，再来讲这个药品的啊。
好。
就是美国你看到电视里会有很多处方药的广告，
嗯，
然后呢它这个广告前半部分 when they're telling you what the drug might do to cure your illness、
嗯、
来治疗你的时候通常就是比较正常的吧、
嗯、
就是这个人讲话的频率啊什么、
嗯、
但是 when they get to the side effects、
嗯、
usually 这些人讲话就好像 fast forward 就是快进一倍的那种速度
yeah I mean so let's talk about like I don't know maybe like a high blood pressure for example 高血压对吧、like so for years I've had difficulty you know just managing my blood pressure and blah 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 and you're like, okay,
是正常部分的广告
yeah, yeah, yeah. So like, okay, yeah, that sounds pretty bad. But then I found this drug. And then here comes the side effects. And you're like, oh man, actually, 还是 you know, 高血压听起来比较好
Side effects, 就是经常它会有什么 depression, suicidal thoughts,
yeah, yeah.
什么 digestive problems,
yeah.
diarrhea, 然后有 constipation. 我就觉得在美国看这些广告
Or fungus.
会什么细菌感染。觉得在美国的朋友啊，在留美国留学或者移民的朋友、
嗯
你看过这种广告你肯定当时和我的反应是一样就觉得 Oh, it's so ridiculous 好奇葩、啊、
Yeah, I mean even us as Americans the majority of us think these commercials are absolutely ridiculous
美国人也是这么
Yeah, yeah, it's just stupid
好那看过第一大类的 drug ads、
mm.
drug commercials第二大类就是你前面说的 when people want to sue
Okay, yeah, so these are pretty entertaining these are, so they're commercials for attorneys or lawyers
就是通常就是一些小的律师事务所、
嗯、
或者一些个人律师他们做的广告、
嗯、对, 对But they're typically for, we say medical malpractice or, you know, some sort of, you know, injury lawyers.
Ah, 对，所以美国电视你看到最多的这个律师事务所呢，就是说我们可以代表你去打那个，你说 medical malpractice,
嗯嗯
就比如你到医院，就这种，医生可能把你就治坏了啦，什么，我们可以去告他。
Yeah, like if they mess up a surgery.
对，或者可以 sue pharmaceuticals 嘛，药厂。我也经常电视里看到。
Yeah, so that's why in the medicine commercials, that's why they talk about all the potential side effects, so you don't come after them with a medical malpractice lawyer.
嗯，对。那我们现在也是来放一段给大家听吧。
好。
Have you been injured in an accident or on the job?At 855 Law Chicago, we only work on injury cases. It's what we do.
It's the only thing we do.
We're available 24/7 for free consultations, and there's no attorney's fee unless you win your case.
We've collected millions for our clients, so let us fight for you. Give us a call for a free consultation at 855 Law Chicago.
Or visit us online at 855lawchicago.com.
是刚我们听到这一个就是那种 personal injury lawyers、
嗯、
对吧、
yeah.
injury 就是受伤然后他就是去代表就是一个人个体受伤了以后、
yeah.
就比如说什么交通事故 traffic accident、
yeah.
可以去告
yeah so like for example like if you're taking like a public busAnd then, I don't know, you get in an accident on the bus or something, you might be able to try and sue them. They like going after places with money. That's why they say in the ads, we've gotten our plaintiffs, we've won millions for our plaintiffs.
对，然后他经常那个广告里还会说什么，We don't get paid until you get your money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't pay a dime unless you win.
对，就是说你什么钱都不用付我们，我们就帮你告，然后我们拿到赔偿、
嗯、
叫 compensation，、
嗯、
是吧、
嗯？
拿到赔偿以后、
嗯、
，or damages.
嗯嗯 ，exactly.
你再付我钱，然后他而且是按照你拿到赔偿那个百分比去付他的啊、
嗯嗯。
其实讲到这些律师，好像英语里面对他们还有一个称谓，是吧？
Yeah. So, For a long time, we've called them ambulance chasers.
Ambulance 就是救护车。
Yeah, yeah. So they run after the ambulance.
这些律师他们就是跟着救护车跑的，就是你受伤或者是
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So basically, I mean, this maybe somebody really used to do this a long time ago, and this is where the term came from. But like, if you see an ambulance.Going down the street, you know, the saying goes that these lawyers come running after the ambulance to try and, you know, get a case with you so they can make some money.
Oh, 他们你受伤了，你在救护车里，然后这个律师就在救护车后面跑追着说啊，让我当你的律师吧，我去帮你告，能帮你赢钱，帮你赢一个 big settlement 是吧？好，那我们接下来再要看的呢，还有两类美国奇葩广告。第一类是竞选广告。
Okay, so like political ads, or these are really more like political attack ads.
对，就是 during campaign season 竞选年的时候，就是美国电视里面有很多你说的不光是竞选广告，而且是互相攻击的。
Yeah, so they basically they're attacking each other.
Attack ads, attack ads. 就是去年美国选总统的时候嘛。啊，希拉里和特朗普两个阵营，反正你就觉得，就是黑白颠倒 ，depending on which side or whose side you are on， 就是你看特朗普那边的广告，他一定是 attack Hillary 的，就把希拉里说就是你们选他，美国就完蛋了。然后你看希拉里的广告，就是说辞是一样的，she's using it to attack Donald Trump。
So I mean.I don't like these ads because they really, they're based upon fear-mongering.
Fear-mongering 就是都吓老百姓。
Yeah.
对吧
Yeah.
就是把你吓到千万不能选那个
人。Yeah. So basically you get people so worked up and nervous about things that they kind of make a decision based out of fear.
Fear, 对 not hope.
Yeah.
然后另外还有一个就是 they are, attacking their opponent, 中文我们说抹黑，然后英文里面是可以叫 it's like a smear campaign.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Smear 就是抹的意思。
Yeah. So basically, to try and ruin somebody's reputation.
对对。好，那我们今天最后要看的美国这个 ridiculous commercials 奇葩的广告呢，我是觉得特别，我 all of these actually they all lack some sort of moral compass. 都是没有什么道德之心骨的这些广告，
yeah.
都有道德问题的。
Yeah.
Especially this last category, 因为这一类的广告呢，它就是主打那种老人。而且老人啊，一共就剩这么一点点的积蓄，他说：“哎呀，你来跟我一起投资吧。”什么很多最后都是 they're all scams, 都是骗局。
Basically, so they're pretty. We say they're predatory.
Predatory. 就是去。打猎，然后就好像老人是那种小动物，对吧？
Yeah,
然后这些做广告，他们就是老人就是他的猎物，去骗他。
是啊
，Yeah，they are very predatory.
Yeah, exactly.
就是美国的电视里现在有两类嘛，就是针对老人特别多的广告，一类就是 reverse mortgage.
Okay, yeah. So we say refinance.
Or refinancing.
Yeah. So basically, do you want to start a business? Well, put your house to work.
对，但是他给老人的那种。就是说啊，你自己 you own your home, but it's very expensive. Just still, 因为美国不是每年还要付地税嘛，然后家里一个 house 特别大的话，各种各样的开支，还有你要 maintain 你很累嘛。所以他就说，你可以把你的这个房子 mortgage 就贷款房贷 reverse 就倒过来，就是
对
我们给你一笔钱，但你这个房子就是我们的。
Yeah, exactly.
然后呢，他跟你 promise 就是天花乱坠，就是说你能拿到一大笔钱，然后我们这个房子租给人家，每个月还能给你钱怎么样？但很多最后就是你人财两空，房子钱都没有了。
Yeah, so a lot of times, well, basically you end up paying for your house twice.
对，一项房贷。
If you're lucky and don't lose your house, I guess.
没错。
Yeah, I had a friend growing up who's father and well basically his parents they took out a second mortgage on their home to like open a business and then the business 就倒闭了 so they had to
然后家也没有了
well they still had the house actually but they ended up having to spend the rest of their life paying for the house you know what I mean so it's ridiculous
对然后另外一个就是什么 invest in gold 然后他经常会请一个美国就是 washed up celebrity 过气的那种请一个老男人然后就说哦你们可以像我一样我有这些 you know it's really their life savings 存了一辈子的钱剩下这么一点点 your nest egg nest egg 是吧
yeah nest egg
nest 就是小鸟的那个鸟窝 egg 就里面蛋就是你应该好好的保存然后就把那个积蓄说你 投资黄金，跟我们公司买黄金、买金币，然后那个 high return 怎么怎么样，最后很多也都是 yeah they're all scams, 骗局。
Yeah, they're definitely scams.
好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿，希望听完了以后呢，你对美国社会这一面吧也有所了解，因为每个国家都有自己的问题和挑战嘛，是吧？开言英语就是带给你很真实的英语，还有带你去了解真正的美国社会。那希望大家喜欢我们每周带给你的这些中英文脱口秀，那也谢谢大家对我们付费会员课程的支持，让我们每一年都会有很多新会员的加入，然后给我们动力、给我们资源去不断的把这个开言英语的课程做好。那如果你还没有看过我们的会员课程呢，大家可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语了解一下，在菜单里面会有免费试用的链接，之后你喜欢的话呢，升级也非常的优惠，学习一年只要629，你可以学到每天发布的新课，而且还有我们已经发布的900多节全英语课程。
哇，好多啊。
对， Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.